This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, let's see if we can't reconnect two people who've been on a first date, can't get to a second. There's got to be a reason why. And Anthony's joining us. What is the latest with Megan, Anthony?
Man, I wish I knew. Like a week ago, golden. Now it's nothing.
All right, so you told us that you had met online and your first date was over dinner. How did that go?
It's good. Like, we both have been to Italy, so we had a lot of chat about. It was good stuff.
Good. So, you had chemistry then with Megan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't fake it. It was there.
You said Italy. Did you both, did you go to, an Italian place or something like that? Have pasta or what?
Yeah. I mean, you always got to go to an Italian place on a first date. You're like, okay. Right. And forget about it. It's where you got to go.
And we always ask this, Anthony. There's got to be some reason why, Megan's not getting back to you. It sounds like you probably texted her or left a voicemail for her. Did anything dramatic or unusual happened on the date?
Yeah, no, nothing like that. Like, the waiter did that whole sort of, for the lady, the beautiful lady, sort of flirting with her, but nah, nothing, okay. Nothing big.
But wait, he wasn't, trying to, I guess, steal her away, right?
Trust me, he couldn't have stolen away from me. No, it's nothing like that. Just sort of flirting with her. I think he's probably trying to get a big tip, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a lot to go on. Here's what we do, Anthony. As you know, we're going to call Megan. If she answers, agrees to come on, get some answers, and hopefully lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
All right, Anthony, hold tight.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Megan?
Yeah. Why are you calling?
Okay. Yeah, Megan, it's not a sales call or a spam call, but I got to tell you, you're on the radio. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We are wondering if you had a moment to talk to us about a gentleman you met, I think, on a dating app and then went out for, I think it was an Italian dinner, Anthony, for your first date. Do you remember Anthony?
Yeah, why are you calling?
Yeah, and that's a great question. So we do a segment called Second Date Update, where we try to connect two people who went out on a first date but haven't been able to get together or put it together for a second, and we try to find out why. And you haven't responded to Anthony's, I'm not sure if he texted or left a voicemail for you, but you haven't gotten back to him since that first date.
He reached out to us and just wanted to try to, track you down.
Figure out why.
Anthony. Right.
So you remember him.
Yeah. Nothing terrible happened, but he's just, Anthony's kind of weird.
Okay.
How so?
His great-great-great-grand or whatever grandfather grew up in Italy, and he's decided that being Italian is like his thing. He rides a Vespa. He traveled to, I think it was Palermo, to visit his fourth or fifth cousins or whatever. And he got like all of his clothes there. And it's just so forced. And just like, no.
Whoa. I am four generations removed.
Hello? So, Megan, we just talked to Anthony a few minutes ago. He's been on hold. So we forgot to tell you that he's been listening. Anyway, what were you trying to say, Anthony?
I mean, she's just jealous that she doesn't have relationships with her fourth cousins. Like, I got a connection to my family. I'm sorry. Sue me.
You know what? Somehow I think I'm going to survive.
Okay. I don't understand why you're holding it against me that I'm sitting here. I'm in touch with my heritage. I know my family.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. You know what? You can ride whatever you want or, like, wear whatever, but and be whatever. I just don't want a part of it.
So Megan, because Megan, you had been to Italy, and I think this was the one thing you guys had in common. You were talking about Italy and how much you each of you loved it. But you're telling us that Anthony, it sort of affected him, and he's made changes in his life that just don't seem authentic to you.
It's literally his entire personality. I just can't with it.
Anthony, are you front? I'm sorry, you said you're fourth or fifth generation.
I'm from Italy. I'm from Italy.
No, you're.
Well, your great-great-grand, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
great-great.
You know, your relatives.
Great-grandparents.
I am Italian. So, I mean, I connect with the culture. I see my cousins, you know, once every couple of years. I go back there. Well, you know, that's.
Well, wait, you even kind of sound Italian, Anthony.
Because I am Italian.
No, where were you?
Wait, you were born in Minnesota, though, right?
My family is from Italy, so I have Minnesota.
Where were you?
I was born in
Where were your grand
Minnesota?
Okay, and listen, we're not trying to take anything away from your heritage.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely not.
But just tell us where your grandparents were born. Like, not your parent, but your grandparents. They were born in America.
They're Italian, but they're born here in the United States.
Okay.
It was his like great grandparents.
Yeah. I get that, Megan.
I hope you're saying that with respect because that's my family.
But you bought a Vespa. You bought a Vespa to be like what, George Clooney?
No, I bought a Vespa because I'm Italian. Like I don't think it's it's easy to get around town. Limited edition color. It's a beautiful piece of machinery. Of course, I'm going to get it.
Right.
It's a chick magnet. A great chick magnet.
Didn't really work in this case, obviously.
It's how I get around. It's how we get around. It's how Italians get around. Sorry. Yeah.
All right, Megan, you're concerned all you get with Anthony is Italian. Like, that's just 20.
You can't even go get, like, a burger.
But there's no other. That's all it is. There's no conversation about anything else.
I don't think we would not be able to go anywhere but in an Italian restaurant.
Right. He would be acting Italian, talking about Italy.
Italian. Yeah. Why do you keep on saying acting Italian?
Okay. See, here it is, Anthony. The whole Italian thing is all you have to offer Megan. That's the way she sees this.
I'm sorry. A beautiful, flourishing culture and thousands of years of history is not enough for you, Megan. Okay. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
Okay, that's our cue. Megan, we want to thank you. And I think it's clear you're just, not a good match. But we wish you both the best of luck.
Yeah.
Megan,
thanks.
We appreciate you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Arrivederci.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.